This is KUT. Robert E. Lee Elementary School in Hyde Park will get a new name later this spring. Last night, the Austin School Board voted almost unanimously to start the renaming process. It's been a long conversation that has divided members of the community. KUT's Kate McGee reports that long conversation was ultimately about choices.
School board members had to make a choice, vote with those who wanted Lee Elementary School's name to stay, like Shelby Little.
The current anti-Confederate hysteria will pass. Yielding to ignorance and political correctness in the name of so-called educational and social progress is a disservice to this community.
Or vote with those who wanted the name changed, like Robert Reed.
Robert E. Lee would have fought to keep my great-grandfather a slave. And you can sit here and talk about all the tremendous things he did. I'm sure he never forgot Mother's Day. The bottom line is that he fought to keep slaves in bondage.
Both spoke at last night's school board meeting ahead of the vote. At times, the public comment period got tense, and trustee Ted Gordon said he felt the racial tension was high. Audible gasps were heard from the crowd after public commenter Joseph Capone spoke.
Man says he's upset because his granddaddy was a slave. My grandma was on the 1912 rolls of Indians and freedmen. I'll take your slavery and raise you a genocide any day of the week. Any day. We have a failed education system. These people believe the war of Northern aggression was fought to free or slave a group of people. You cannot tell me 635,000 men died because they gave a crap about that.
Ultimately, the board decided to support Lee Elementary's Campus Advisory Council, which wants to change the name. The council is mostly made up of parents and staff. Trustee Ann Teich chose to abstain from the vote. She doesn't believe changing school names addresses what she calls the larger issue, racism.
And I still don't see a plan to change hearts and minds, to really delve into the racism and the prejudice that has been alluded to by the Lee community that currently is represented here. So I can't support this name change. I will abstain, however, because there have been some rather ugly things said by opposition, and I don't approve of that. I don't condone that.
School Board President Kendall Pace says ultimately the entire conversation is about Robert E. Lee's own choice to fight for the Confederacy.
Sometimes we are unfairly remembered by small choices that lead to big places in history. And all of the positive things about the support that the supporters have said about Lee may be true. I'm sure they're true. But it doesn't absolve his choice.
Next, the Campus Advisory Council will choose three replacement names for the school. The school board will vote on one of those options in May. It's still unclear how much it will cost to change the name. Kate McGee, KUT News.